AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Kenosha County, Wisconsin District Attorney Michael Gravely says no charges will be filed against white police officer Rustin Chesky in last August's shooting that left Jacob Blake, a black man, paralyzed and touched off some times violent protests in the city. Gravely says his prosecutors could not disprove self-defense since Blake admitted to being armed.
Jacob Blake, in all of the times he spoke to DCI, admits he possessed a knife. Even tells us at different times he had the knife in different hands at different times.
Blake family attorney B. Ivory Lamar tells WISN.
I think that's completely bogus, and I think that is just a rationalization to try to show what is really essentially an intentional act.
The shooting led to protests in the next several days with some businesses being burned, and then 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse charged in the fatal shootings of two men and the wounding of a third. He pleaded not guilty today. Two key Senate runoff elections held today in Georgia.
We voted for normalcy. We want things to become normal again.
That sound from WSB. Republicans Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue are being challenged by Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. If both Democrats win, the Senate will be split, giving President-elect Joe Biden's party control of Congress. State election official Gabriel Sterling says turnout for just today's two elections likely came close to 1 million voters, with 3 million early ballots cast.
We're used to lines, meaning there's lots of people, but we've actually gotten relatively efficient with putting people through our processes. So if there's not lines, it doesn't mean there's not a high turnout. It just means they're processing people.
Military and other absentee ballots have to be postmarked no later than today and arrive by Friday. University of Alabama wide receiver Devontae Smith wins the Heisman Trophy as the best college player for this season. He wins the vote for the award over three quarterbacks, including teammate Mac Jones. This is AP News. About 50 Hong Kong pro-democracy activists have been arrested under a national security law following their involvement in an unofficial primary election last year held to increase their chances of controlling the city legislature. That's according to local media reports. American Airlines bans most emotional support animals.
American Airlines says it will allow animals in the cabin free of charge only if they are trained service dogs. While the change is already in effect, passengers who already bought tickets can fly with a companion animal until February 1st. The move follows a similar decision by Alaska Airlines, and other carriers will likely do the same. The number of passengers flying with companion animals grew rapidly in recent years, with some saying the animals helped them overcome anxiety and other issues. Passengers only needed a note from a health professional to be allowed to bring their pet on board. I'm Shelley Adler.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.